Proverbs chapter 4, verses 10 through 13. Hear, O my son, and receive my sayings, and the years of thy life shall be many. I have taught thee in the way of wisdom. I have led thee in right paths. When thou goest, thy steps shall not be straitened, and when thou runnest, thou shalt not stumble. Take fast hold of instruction. Let her not go. Keep her, for she is thy life. Today there is a great deal of talk about a defense system. Congress debates about the best and surest means of protecting the country. Various burglar alarms are being sold as a way of protecting our homes against those who would plunder and steal. People purchase dogs that have been trained to guard their property. Vitamins and health foods are sold to guard us against disease and sickness. When travelers go overseas, they are advised to have certain shots to protect them from the ravages of various jungle fevers and the like. The makers of different mouthwashes vie for our affections by assuring us that theirs tastes best and lasts the longest, thus protecting us from offending our neighbor with our breath. In this passage, Solomon looks upon wisdom as a defense system. He says, "When thou goest, thy steps shall not be straitened. When thou runnest, thou shalt not stumble." Our lives will not be hemmed in, restricted, or confined. The scope of our life will be broadened and its range made much greater. When you think about it, one can see the truth of it quite clearly. We all know the desperate plight of the family that left Oklahoma during the days when that state was a great dust bowl and went to California hoping to better themselves. Upon arrival, they found themselves in even greater difficulties. They had no friends, no money, no way to make a living. The man of the house had no education or skills with which to land a job. Their diet was limited to a few scraps of food. Their living quarters were narrow and cramped. The jobs that he could apply for were limited to those that were being sought by hundreds of others. Solomon reminds his son that a good education will relieve him of that sort of plight and open the doors of opportunity to a wider and broader life. If he makes a diligent search for wisdom, studies hard, learns what he can as a youth, it will help prevent his later years from being lived in a confined, narrow, and restricted lifestyle. The second half of the promise is equally important. It applies to the whole area of advancement in life. Again, we know of the young man who starts out in the firm and never hits the top. When opportunities for promotion comes along, others are chosen because they have applied themselves to learn what is necessary to do the job. The young man who idles away his time, who plays while others hit the books, will eventually regret it. He won't know what he needs to know to advance in his profession. He will hit a plateau and stay there. That, says Solomon, is the advantage of applying oneself to wisdom. You won't live a restricted, narrow life. You won't stumble when the opportunities for progress present themselves. This is tremendous advice for the young man or woman who would like to have his or her life really count in the chosen field of endeavor.